The 2014 NFL Scouting Combine is underway in Indianapolis, and we are joined by ESPN insider John Clayton to fill us in on everything that's happening. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing great. We're trying to find the next great Viking. You think we can find one here?
I would have to think so, particularly in a draft like this. I mean, this is a good draft. I mean, anytime you have 98 underclassmen coming in and you get the best of the best of the underclassmen, it's a great draft. I mean, I still remember back when the juniors came into the draft, how solid that draft is. And I'm not saying that this is the best draft in maybe the last 10 years, but it's going to challenge for that. Because, I mean, when you bring players up top that are that good, you know, a few quarterbacks, the quarterback class is not as good as 212 and not as good as it's going to be next year. But also, too, when you bring in the Jadeveon Clowneys, the tackles that are there, some of the linebackers, this is a good draft.
A lot of times what teams do in the draft is predicated on what happens in free agency. So what are you hearing when you talk to teams and scouts and agents? What are the strengths of free agency this year as opposed to strengths in the draft this year, position-wise?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a real strength in free agency. I mean, I think it's pretty clear there are, pending the outcome of franchise tags, some very good cornerbacks. I think it's okay at the tackle position, not great at the tackle position. The wide receiver position is pretty weak. I mean, from the standpoint, you've got, you know, a couple guys with question marks, you know, Hakeem Nicks with his knee and Kenny Britt with his off the field, and then a lot of slot guys. But then when you look at the draft, I mean, it's deep at wide receiver, it's deep at interior offensive lineman, it's deep at the cornerback position, and that, I think, you know, bodes well because, I mean, you want young guys because young guys you can fit into your salary cap, and then you augment him with what you can find in free agency. Because, you know, if you really look at the numbers, like since about 2006, most of the teams that spent over $100 million in contracts in unrestricted free agency either win maybe one more game or lose more games than they did the previous season. You can't buy a championship in the league. That's why you need to draft well.
We're hoping Mike Zimmer is going to bring the Vikings a championship. You've covered the NFL for a long time. He's coached in the NFL for a long time. What are your impressions of Coach Zimmer?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to different people down in Cincinnati, and I've known Mike for so many years. And as a defensive coordinator, you're always looking, or even an offensive coordinator, your player on the field, you're looking over and says, where's my guy? Where's that guy? And you looked over, Mike Zimmer was that guy. He was a guy that was going to shout at the right time, say the right things at the right time. He was that type of guy. The question now is going to be how he can take it to the room and run an entire organization. But he's been, you know, putting himself in that position. But on defense, he was always that guy. So I think that, you know, he's assembled a pretty decent staff. That's encouraging. And he's a very good coach and a good human being. Now the idea is, you know, because you can have great coaches and good human beings, it's always the quarterback position that dictates it. So what the team does at quarterback is also going to see how quickly Mike can turn this team around.
Last question. NFC North winner last year had 8 wins. We had 5. Think the Vikings can turn it around quickly and become a contender in our division?
Well, if you can tell me what the quarterback's going to be, yeah, I might be able to give a better answer. But I think it's, you know, Green Bay is a better team than 8-7. And, you know, last year, you know, one coach in Detroit lost his job because he had the opportunity to take advantage of Aaron Rodgers not being there half the season. Aaron Rodgers is going to be there most of the year. So that's going to widen that gap. So that's going to make it tougher to try to do it. It's a very difficult conference, and Green Bay, I would anticipate, is going to be much better. So it's a matter of trying to get respectability and get a good start for Mike Zimmer, getting close to 500, if not better.
That good start starts here at the Combine. Make sure you stick with Vikings.com all week for more coverage.